The unfilmed scripts of Eduardo Palazzi. 1. Series of shots. Thunder. Wind. Rain. Crashes. Snow. Horses galloping. Cut to 2. Travel shot. Aerial guide leads us to our destination, man's earth, on which has been planted grass and shrubs and trees on either side. Nothing but an evil aperture separates the pillbox from the forest. Resting in the aperture is the friendly ox, in half-shoes and butler's stockings, beating time. Main title. Close by, some tremendous posters in rubber seem to be in the destruction of the city and do not stand side by side as in a picture. They form no single hold to be embraced at one glance, in which case a lone eye moves forward to infinity. This is a painter's point of view and is here inadmissible. Dissolve. Credits. The following scenes are grouped under the credits, keeping the angles weird and wondrous and the sound natural. 3. Series of shots. Through an intelligent use of materials, show a contrasted action of air currents. Monochrome surface space is further developed to a superimposition of two surface areas. Sound and music commentary follow. Here the same pattern. That is, they are used when and as they should be. The music goes a little bit vulgar at the end. But there are two movements, the industrial build-up and the build-up of the barrage. Intelligent relations to all. Cut to 4. Interior, concert hall, close-up, violinist. Commence the sequence with a shot of the violinist playing his opening bars. Camera pulls back to reveal full figure and music stand. Insert the themes, Art Hope, Golden Stream, Peace at Pistol Point, Out with Windship, Palm Sunday Massacre, Horrified Islanders, Puerto Rican Police. The themes turn the screen into a concert platform. End credits. Cut to 5. Interior establishing shot, living room, two sisters. The total lack of expression differs in the minds of the two sisters. The elder contents herself with a precise description of detail, a kind of factitiousness. All her neatly arranged curls lie there naked and defenceless, waiting. Dissolve. 6. Fade in. Interior. Dance hall. Close-up of the back of an orchestra leader beating time with his whole body. Camera tracks away from him, revealing first the stage on which the band plays and gradually the dancers. They whirl around the camera. Cut to 7. Close-up dancing feet. Camera widens, then pans quickly upwards until it reaches the masked face of a woman in the balcony, which appears banal in order to clash and chafe with the modulated forms below. The ornamental quality of the bands around her are signs, systemic, informative, valuative, and imitative language types which roughly correspond to mathematics, science fiction, law, cosmology, myth, poetry, morality, criticism, technology, politics, varieties, without being diagnostically tight anywhere. Cut to 8. Interior small house. Olympiad. Pupil. Olympiad and his supposed pupil are continuously comparing incoming signals. They partially overcome symptoms of self-consciousness and behaviour of the parts of the organism, organs, tissues, etc., in a most business-like manner, and jot down some notes, pressing their heads to the roof to get love. 9. Point of view shot. A nun enters. She is visiting. She takes off her clothes, and we see that under her cowl, she wears an up-to-date silk dress. Also, instead of having her hair cut, as all nuns do, she wears it plaited. Her face is pretty, and she has a nice, almost coquettish smile. She has come with the intention that a beloved person may blame himself for having had a dream, and not for having been sufficiently grieved on this occasion. A little monkey looks down at her. Olympiad. When the cuttlefish is brought to light, torch would have had to be carried by business, and might surely have been used to convey feverishness as well. None. When I think of a good, pure, rigid, as though ironclad, when it is rarefied, it hovers, weightless, incomplete, immobile. Olympiad. The second body is garden magic, but from the Bamu to the Kerua area, the stress is on the revelation to boys and girls of the secrets of adult sexual life. None. Who then can teach me about the logical foundations of mathematics? Monkey. They call me imitator, and in my role as such, I have made many discoveries and copied out the most dreadful inventions, phones as well. For him, she lifts aside her muslin veil and stands naked before the fire. The small pupil produces hilarious results with authentic hesitations, while the right, or